7.5 The Roar, providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Tell you that right off the bat. Hey, my great friends at AllDry, myalldry.com. I will just tell you this, that I love these folks, love these people. I have not had a good meal. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow might be a good time to catch up with Justin and Stan, and because I might have time tomorrow. I'm not sure. But I'd love to do that and love to hear the stories of how they're doing it. And the text I got, I've got about three texts now from listeners. Text I got earlier this week that I didn't read on the air just because I want to make sure that, you know, and I texted the person back and talked about it. I said, yeah, Mickey, I love using your advertisers because I can count on them to do what you say they're going to do. Now, that's big. But this person had something at their home, and I didn't get too much into it, but had an issue at the home and said everything I said was true. It was rapid response. It was a local team. They came out right away. And in the end, it was behind them, and they moved on. As a matter of fact, he said that it's one of those things that, like, you think it's going to be the most awful situation you can have, and yet in a very short amount of time, it went away. And so I love hearing that. If you do have those users, advertisers, let us know. And AllDry does a terrific job with it. MyAllDry.com, your local water and mold experts. And I do appreciate hearing the real stories of our real listeners. That happens to so often, and helping us good folks out. MyAllDry.com, 864-863-1234. I love telling you about Stan and about Justin and about this company because I know they're going to do exactly what I tell you they're going to do. I don't worry about that at all. All right, to our guest lines, Dane Young, UGASports.com, talking some Georgia football and some Masters today since it is in the Peach State. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
It's a beautiful, picture-perfect day in northeast Georgia. The air is crisp, the grass is immaculate and green, and now we head up to the 13th with Mickey Plyler, where Sung J.M. has a putt for par.
Hello, friends. I need to be in Young Cabin instead of Butler Cabin or Eisenhower Ike Cabin or whatever. I need to be in Young Cabin. See if you and your family can have a cabin named after
you're giving me much too much credit for if you think that's a possibility. Mm-hmm. But I did go to the Women's AM on Saturday, first time I had attended that event. And, you know, I'm always blown away by Augusta National, Mickey, but this was the best condition I've ever seen that place. And I was trying to understand why. And the basic reason is that that's the earliest I've seen it before other people have trodden around it.
Right.
So this, you know, this is on Saturday before the tournament, and most people don't get to see it that early. When I was looking at the 12th, I was wondering, like, is this real in front of me? Because it looked like a painting that was right in front of my face. And that ended up being the hole that determined the tournament, because Tally, the leader at the time, put two in the water at 12, tried to pitch back across it twice, and you can't do that.
No.
So, you know, you live and learn. But, yeah, that's the seventh year of that tournament, and I think it's only going to continue to grow. It was a very fun time at Augusta. I'm glad I went there. The people around the merch shop are crazy, but that's great. Like, there's all these, like, legends that continue to build and grow from there, and I feel like it's even gotten probably it's a larger social event than even in my childhood.
So, yeah, that's one thing that's changed about sports is sports are so much of a social event now.
Yeah.
Rather than our childhood days. Masters merch or ANWA merch or both, how did the merch situation work out?
Combination of both. I don't say this with pride. This is a bit of shame as well. We didn't quite hit the $600 mark, but we were right there at it. Yeah. And you know, some of that you start thinking of, oh, Father's Day gift. That'd probably be a good thing to have from here. And so you throw that in the back of the closet there for a little bit. For me personally, I did grab a Masters Polo. I tend to do that every year I go. But like, from the first time I went like a decade ago, I still have a polo that I wear from that. So it's quality stuff that ends up there. And I think we had this discussion last week of like, you know, if you spend a lot on a polo, but you wear it for, you know, 150 times, then it's actually kind of a bargain if you think of it that way.
Sure. But at least you can sell your wife on that idea, right? Like, that's the plan. You can sell her on that.
She's trying to get annual passes to Disney World. So, like, we're on the same page. I just went to my Disney World.
That's right.
And it's Augusta National. So, like, it's fine. Like, we have a marriage that we do not mind spending money. We do not mind going in debt that we can handle for positive experiences. It's totally worth it for us.
And you can go in debt in a hurry, for sure. Did you do
that place?
You do the media thing, or did you do the patron buying the passes, and how'd you come about that?
Yes, I entered the lottery last year, so I just went straight up as a patron on this time. So I won the women's and lottery. A couple of years ago, I won the first round lottery. Me and my wife went to that. So I've won two Augusta National lotteries, which probably puts me among some of the luckier people that have done this. My dad won it for practice rounds. It was the Wednesday, par three, also a couple of years ago. So that's I've gone four times as media. Because when I was at WRBL, we had practice round credentials that are legacied there as a CBS affiliate. And then I think I've gone three times not with that. But I'll tell you, I do think that there are some ways that they could tell the story of the competitors in the women's AM better. And so, you know, my current role of trying to figure out, you know, how can what I do with students and creating student media experience, like my wheels are turning if I need to try to go up the chain to some folks at Augusta National and see if maybe there's some partnership there with University of Georgia sports media students.
And with the show and us getting down there more often, yeah, I'm all in. Okay, buddy, let me know what I need to do to help that.
Yeah, you see the master plan at play here.
Yeah. Hey, they do a great job of the drive, chip, and putt stuff. The next day on Sunday was great. We're promoting the game worldwide, promoting the game with kids, and promoting the game with ladies now. That's great. What'd you think of the level of play? I mean, obviously you're used to seeing Greg Norman or Scottie Scheffler and these superstars coming through it. These girls can play, though. I mean, I think that people are surprised just how good they are.
Well, and like the main difference at that level and then what we see from the Masters Tournament is the distance and the power, right? But once you get to 160 yards, like, it's all about accuracy and touch anyway, regardless of any of the players. And what I was surprised at, so the winner of this, you've been at golf tournaments and you've played a lot of golf. Winner of this tournament had the slowest takeaway that I think I've ever seen. And I was so jealous. The first time we got to her, she had just gotten the lead. She stands over her ball for about 25 seconds just staring at it, Mickey. Yeah. Like, think of how Novak Djokovic just sits there and bounces a serve. Where you think, oh, he's like all in his own head. I thought she was about to shank a shot because she was getting nervous, but that's just because I'm putting myself in that spot. She was totally in control. That's just her process. And then her takeaway was very methodical, to the point that she was barely moving, but she was in control the entire time. Now, you know, Cam Young has a bit of a slow takeaway too, and he's been successful. Sung J.M. has that. So it's possible, but I'm saying this was twice as slow as those, to the point that I was concerned for her, but that's just what she does. And man, she was money on the way in. Even her shot into 18, I think she had a 3-shot lead at that point and knew that she had it, but you know, a lot of amateurs with on 18, 3-shot lead, you can get a little squirrely at Augusta National.
Not for these girls. These are athletes, so elite athletes at the highest level. You know, on the tempo deal, a guy told me one time that you and I's problem is we got our geography mixed up with our backswings and our tempo, because he says, man, you want to say when you start the swing all the way through, you just say the word San Francisco, where you and me, we do it when we say Utah. So we've got our geography mixed up. We need to do more San Franciscos and less Utahs through all that. Hey, let's talk Georgia if we can. Is Georgia doing a spring game, or is that done now?
They are doing a spring game. They had left it where, if we're healthy enough, all the plan is that a G-Day is happening, so it'll be a week from Saturday.
It's always been called, to my memory, I can't remember it not being called G-Day. Clemson has orange and white game is what we used to call it now. But it's always G-Day? It's always been G-Day?
Yeah. It's always been G-Day. If you remember, it was a really big deal when Kirby Smart first got hired in 2016, and they filled the stadium. They called it 93K Day in addition to that because they were trying to fill the stadium to just make it, you know, very impactful for him. They brought in Ludacris as a pregame concert.
Yes.
That was one of the last things I covered in local TV, so I got to be I got to cover a Ludacris concert in sports media. Yeah. You know, you can't train for everything.
No. I think it's ludicrous you had to do that. All right. So how about the things that you'll be watching for? What was the Georgia fans? Give me some storyline. When is it, by the way? Is it this coming weekend?
Yeah, it's a week from Saturday. Okay, they try to avoid Masters if they can.
Yeah, okay, good. So what are the storylines? We can talk about this much more next week, more in depth. But what will Georgia fans be looking, watching, and wanting to see from the spring game G-Day?
Well, and it's also what can you see from these spring games at this point. So I don't think they show a whole lot in terms of, like, any physical play. You're not going to be able to tell much about running backs, I don't believe, maybe if they catch out the backfield. You're mainly looking to see how players look and do they know where to go. You know, how are their bodies transformed? You saw the picture that came out yesterday from LSU of Jordan Seaton's body transformation over the last 4 months after Colorado to LSU. So you're looking for any of that, if any of that's been hidden from you. Maybe you're looking for some depth of, like, who's trying to use that spotlight. Drew Bobo, the center, is out for the spring, recovering from an injury. So does Cortez Smith or does Malachi Tolliver, do they use that as an opportunity to get some more highlights? To me, Mickey, I think all of it comes down to wide receivers because, like, these spring games have really just turned into let's pass the ball around the park here a little bit because that's the safest thing to do to avoid injuries. And so I want to see which receivers can create separation, who can make some spectacular plays, who has the solid catch radius. Because I think we're walking into this season where I think Georgia fans feel good that they have talent at receiver, but if you ask them who's their best receiver, you're probably going to get about four different answers.
Newcomers are always one, and that's portal guys and freshmen. And we talked a little bit about this. I mean, the recruiting classes, you kind of teased me last week. We've got a couple more offensive linemen, maybe some young pups that might be seeing even more playing time.
Yeah, so it was very rare last year that you have contributors like Juan Gaston and Dontrell Glover that, as true freshmen, are ready to play at the SEC level. And maybe you say in previous years that doesn't happen anyway because depth – is harder to find in this era of college football. But having two true freshmen ready to go in offensive line, I think, is very difficult. And it sounds like there are early murmurs that there are two guys that would be in that rotation of eight right now, and then if injuries happen, be starting. Zyke Helton is one of them. And you'll remember Nnamdi Ogboku is a defensive lineman. His little brother is on the offensive line now this year, so a pair of Ogboku brothers on the line of scrimmage at Georgia. I think both of those have chances to contribute very heavily at Georgia. I wouldn't pencil in either to a starting spot right now. If you had one, it'd probably be Zyke. But if you made me predict the offensive line right now, I'd go Ernest Green at left tackle. Left guard would be Dontrell Glover. Drew Bobo, when he's back from injury, will be the starting center. Most likely at that point, you have a bit of discussion of does Juan Gaston fit best at right guard or right tackle, and then you make the decision based around that for the fifth guy there.
Can you, looking at that Spidey sense crystal ball of yours, and tell me if you think at this point in time that going into it, it's a strength, it's a weakness, it's a concern, is it a major strength? Can you build an offense around this offensive line? Where would you categorize it where it is right now?
I think it'll be the strength of the team. And I think one reason they won the SEC last year was because of Gaston and Glover solidifying it when they had some issues. Because if you remember, Mickey, when we chatted, I think it was after the Austin Peay game, and Georgia had just put in Jahzir Jackson, who's a former basketball player that's only played football for about 2 years at this point, and then Michael Weaney was in there as well. Like, Georgia was having really trouble, a lot of trouble against Austin Peay, and it was bad. And we were very concerned at that point that, all right, when they really get to the heart of the SEC schedule, how is this going to go? And the freshman popped in there and solidified it. And Drew Bobo also got better as it went. And that made it where Georgia had a chance to win the SEC, and they went and did it. Playoff-wise, yeah, it happened, and that's going to feel like a disappointment. But I think it's the strength of the team. I still think, I said this last year too, the connection between a Drew Bobo, a Gunnar Stockton, a Mike Bobo, for just how they communicate with each other, that should be a strength for Georgia as long as Gunnar Stockton plays well. And, you know, I think because of the season, how it ended last year, people think one way about Gunnar Stockton when the totality of the season says he protected the ball and put Georgia in a chance to win. I don't think he's going to be some superstar. I don't think he's going to be an NFL draft pick or anything like that. But I do think Georgia can win a lot of football games with him.
All right, you mentioned it, and this is my final one in thinking about it. So how you ended the season last year, Georgia hadn't won the big deal now in 3 years. I guess it's 3 years. Where I thought, man, he went back-to-back, he might win 3 out of 4, something like that. It's hard. It's very, very difficult to do. But when you expect to win it and you don't, or the expectations are you compete for it and you don't, you can get that chip on your shoulder. But yet they've been so successful, again, SEC championship again through that. But with that said, is there a chip on the shoulder about where they are now, or is it we're elite, we know we're elite, and that wasn't a disappointment? Like, how did, because of the way it ended, like, how does it stand at this point?
I think it depends on which Georgia fan you talk to and how much they value what Notre Dame and Ole Miss were in those seasons.
Right.
Because when you and I chatted at the time, I think I remember telling you, I thought Notre Dame could go win the national championship 2 years ago.
Right.
That offensively they were limited, but that defense was really good. And they came kind of close. I mean, they were in a fourth quarter game with Ohio State. It wasn't totally close, but if you give it another 10 minutes in that game, that would have been right there, at least making it interesting. And then last year, I told you, I was like, there's not an offense that scares me more that Georgia's likely to face than what Trinidad Chambliss is doing at Ole Miss. Like, it's the exact thing that's going to give Georgia trouble. And you saw it twice last year, so it shouldn't have been a surprise at that point. Now, you know, we'll see what Ole Miss does this year. But if a Georgia fan did not recognize that in Notre Dame or recognize that in Ole Miss, then they're sorely disappointed because they just didn't understand the level of competition that was coming up in those games, because it wasn't the traditional Ohio State, Texas, Oregon even, that maybe command the respect that you know, modern Notre Dame and Ole Miss just do not command. I think more rational Georgia fans would tell you that all that has really happened is talent has been dispersed a little bit. Georgia doesn't have as deep of a depth chart as it did in that national championship run, and it didn't make the plays at quarterback when it needed to. So that tends to be where the focus is to me, is what's around Gunnar Stockton that can elevate him, because at some point, 5 years at Georgia, he kind of is what he is.
Good stuff. Tell me about this week, next week, G-Day, an awful lot to cover at UGASports.com.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the scrimmage that happened last week on UGA Sports Live. We'll be live today because Kirby Smart spoke yesterday at noon. Who's your Masters pick? Who you got?
One pick, I'm going to go Matthew Fitzpatrick. You?
Okay. The smart pick is John Rahm. He's playing better than anyone in the world, but I love Cam Young, not just because of his last name, but I just think he plays a beautiful game, and I know he can go low. Yeah. So I'm going to pick Cam Young because it's fun.
I think it's a great pick. Let's review that, preview G-Day when we visit next week.
Thanks, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Andrew, or I should say Dane Young, Andrew Oliphant coming up next. Short break, much more after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
It's bow time. The Bojangler is back and introducing the new Bojangler Deluxe. Both have an Alaskan Pollock fish filet with Bo's famous seasoning, but the Deluxe tops it off with pickles, tomatoes, lettuce, cheese, and tartar sauce. Here for a limited time, so get yours today. It's bow time.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
Truth is, it's Greer Flooring Center's specialty. In the daily hustle, one thing is certain. You may not always stop to cherish a messy moment, but you will always stop to clean it up. We make that easy. At Greer Flooring Center, we have a great selection of luxury vinyl for active families with kids and pets. We know one day the small things really add up to the biggest. So we invite you to visit our state-of-the-art showrooms. We're in Easley, we're in Greer, and we would love to help you with our knowledgeable and experienced staff members. They're all in the right place, and we can help you at the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Flyler Show is live on the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Last night in the Pips. Do you know what I'd give to be a Pip? First of all,
the Pips have it made, man.
They've got it made because they're behind the greatest female singer of all time, ahead of Aretha Franklin. I'm sorry, Aretha, that it is Gladys Knight.
Wow, Mickey.
It is Gladys.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, it's a hot take, but it's the right take. I appreciate you playing that one for sure.
Absolutely.
We head down to, before we get to Andrew Oliphant, we head down inside the gates of Augusta National. In the maintenance facility where Alan checks in after day two so far of his work schedule there. Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, Ashby's got me kind of calmed down after listening to Gladys Knight and the Pips. That was a great song to listen to, yes.
It's just
actually my third day today. Third day.
Yeah, that's right. You had Sunday as well. Today's the third day, yeah. So Gladys Knight, I need to listen to Gladys Knight right before I get my blood pressure taken. Because it'll calm me down.
I got to give blood on Monday. This is a checkup, so I'm going to listen to that on the way to the doctor.
Well, you'll be in great shape by then because you've been exercising so much and that heart rate and all that kind of stuff. Chamber of Commerce days, weather, a little cooler a little bit yesterday, but and a little bit of wind maybe at times. But tell me about it, man. How's it going so far?
It's going well. It's a little cold today, I got to say.
Yeah.
Got here, pulled in the parking lot at 4, and I'm just looking, I guess it's 8:30.
Right.
So I've already worked half a day. It doesn't feel like it. But we just finished dew whipping fairways, and it's dry. I got to tell you that. So they were doing a lot of hand watering yesterday afternoon, and they'll be doing the same again today. They're anticipating. I think it's only going to be about 65, 66 this afternoon. So be a great day for patrons, as I should say, to come down and watch golf. But really windy this morning. So I really wish this was a regular round. I love it when it's windy like this, watching people try to play Amen Corner. That's a cool deal. But it is, color is spectacular. Other than azaleas, maybe a little bit past prime, but the grass is what I care about seems the most, is incredible.
Yeah, we say it every year. It is amazing how they do that and how they bring that along. And Mother Nature has a lot to say with it, but it seems like me they've got some ways to do all of that. Any scuttlebutt players, crowds? Have you noticed? My sister went on Monday, and she said every time I go, it seems like there's just more and more. I'm not sure what that number looks like, but have you noticed that? Bigger crowds every single year?
You know, I guess it's about the same. We all kind of guess at a number, what's in here. We have no clue really what that number is.
Right.
And certainly on a practice round, because there are no tee times listed, but they do post kind of where people are on the course. I was just looking. I saw McIlroy, he and Adam Scott teed off on 10. So that's probably their plan, to play that and then go to the par 3 later. And It definitely, the players, it alters their schedule for today. And I'm not answering your question, but I think as far as people go, I would assume it's a normal number. I don't think it's an increase, but I don't think it's a decrease either. But as far as players today, they have to be off the big course by 3. Most of them are well off before then. I think the par 3 starts somewhere about 12:30 or so. So anybody coming today, that's a great thing to watch. I try to avoid that area. I never go to the par 3 while I'm here.
Yeah.
It's just too crowded. But I'll be finished at number 10 at 1, and I'll just come back up to the shop. But that will allow us to start working on divots in the afternoons by 2, and we'll get out of here a little bit earlier today, which is great. But it looks like the weather's going to hold all week, and if that's the case, they're in total control. I mean, the maintenance team is totally in control of the water and the speed, and I would guess scores will be lower this year. What I mean is, less than 10 under par. I may be dead wrong, but I'm just guessing.
With that said, let me ask you about the logistics of an issue that might be rising there. Low humidity and higher winds at times. The winds aren't terribly bad, but don't you have to be careful a little bit when you have low humidity? That moisture's being sucked out of the ground, hot spots in some places maybe, because like this weekend, 86 and 86, humidity be a little bit higher, but like it's not very humid there now, and so you got to be a little bit careful with parts of the golf course, maybe.
Absolutely, and you being a golfer, as you well know, if you're playing a bent grass green in the middle of the summer, or even in this time of year, you may be playing. You see a hand watering team come out and have to hand water, and you have to wait on them. So they're going to push it probably to the edge, just to or as safe as they feel like. But I would say by the weekend, a lot of hand watering is going to be taking place. But you're dead on. The higher it is in temperature, and the lower in the humidity, the drier the turf gets, and the wind really adds to that. So It's going to be, I think, as dry as I've ever seen it. So it's going to be very interesting. It's been a long time since I've seen it, these conditions.
All right, last one for you. How are you physically hanging in there?
I'm doing good. I started to take a nap sitting by 10 yesterday. I'm sure starting today through the rest of the week, if you come by 10 to 12, I'll probably be asleep.
Okay, don't interrupt the sleep.
I'll have my sunglasses on to try to hide it from people around, yeah.
Hey, I always love hearing from you, buddy. And
thank you all for getting me on.
Yes, sir. Take care of yourself.
Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Alan from Augusta Nationals. I bring in Andrew Oliphant. Andrew, I don't know if I've told you this before, but we mentioned on the air that Alan works on the crew there during the week. So when your caller ID says Augusta National Golf Club, you bump Andrew Oliphant back a couple minutes. So my apologies, but
my goodness,
I know. I've got my priorities in order. Had you been calling from Augusta National Golf Club, we wouldn't have bumped you. But I don't think you're there today. Are you there today?
I can try that tomorrow.
Yeah, you going tomorrow?
I'll try that tomorrow. I'll head to one of those free pay phones.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool. I was driving down there last year, and a friend of mine called me from the golf course, and it comes up with Augusta National Golf Club on the caller ID, so kind of cool.
All right, tell me this: when you were a kid in England, am I saying Southeast England, South England, East West? Where in England?
Complete opposite, Mickey. Okay, Northwest.
Northwest. I knew it was one of the two polars. Northwest England. Did you watch it? Did it signify anything to you? Like it's a world away, but was it a big deal for you?
It was. I mean, I think the first sort of recollection I can have, I remember Larry Mize chipping in, you know, Norman and Seve in the playoff, and then Jack's was huge, you know. So, you know, I think that was 86, somewhere in there. But, you know, TV coverage came on. We would always get, it would come on about 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, something like that. And, you know, typically start on hole 10. And then all of a sudden we'd see them hitting wedge shots to hole 9, you know, spinning down the hill to the walkway. Then all of a sudden we'd see the par 5, 8, you know. So each year it seemed to, we got more and more coverage. And then certainly as, you know, the company called Sky Sports, they took over the TV viewing to get as much as we do here. You know, it's almost like, I think the app's the best way to watch it. You know, you can watch every player, every shot. And, you know, that kind of came along later. But, no, it was, you know, we only had few channels, but Augusta on a Sunday night was definitely one of them.
I made this claim many times that of all, I mean, it's, there's so many aspects of it. The angles of the golf course, there's so many aspects of it. We know the hole so well because we see it every single year. But with that said, I still maintain this. I mean, the greens are slopey and there's a lot of movement in them and firm and fast. And other places now have kind of caught up to green speeds and all that. I still say the single most important part in identifying the champion is the player with the strong iron game who controls the second shot into these greens to leave it in the right spot. Because in the right spot, or not even firing at it, there's places like 14, you can fire way away from the pin and still get it close to the hole. But the person, the player that can control their distances, their trajectory, and where this ball comes in from, that's the single biggest factor at Augusta National. Where would you accentuate that, or where would you disagree with it?
No, I agree with that. I think it's the second shot golf ball, you know, approach shot, you know, from the fairway that, you know, again, the strategy of where do you leave it, short, long, where is the easiest place to hole out from, you know, take your birdies when you can. But, I mean, even the short, is it the third hole, short par 4, yeah. You know, I mean, if the guys hit driver up there, you know, it's a little bit like Riviera's 10th hole where all of a sudden they've got a 20-yard pitch shot and they can't keep it on the green. So the strategy, do they hit iron off the tee to give themselves a longer shot to be able to spin it and control the golf ball? So it's definitely, you know, we think of Augusta as fast greens and a great putter is going to be a champion. And, of course, that's true. But it's, for me, it's definitely an approach shot golf course. And you mentioned the weather there. Yeah, I was there a few years ago when the wind was absolutely whipping, and it's no fun for those guys when they're playing in 20, 30-mile-an-hour gusts, because all of a sudden now you're like, well, okay, I've got to start it on that line and expect the wind to grab it and take it, and if it doesn't, then they're dead. You know, and if they don't allow for the wind and it blows it off the green on the other side, they're dead. So I hope the weather's fair to them. I really do.
Well, no rain at all, and it will be firm and fast. Let me give you two guys. I want to ask you about your thoughts. How do you fancy them? And they're both your countrymen. Matthew Fitzpatrick at 31 is transformed his game because of speed and power. He always had the precision part of it, but he's hitting it longer than ever. And Justin Rose in his 40s hit it longer than he ever has. These guys have worked very, very hard. Fitzpatrick, I know, is a Sasha McKenzie and a stack golf system guy that's at his speed that way. Justin Rose's workouts and the physical shape he's in. Is it the extra length? Am I right by thinking, or what do you think about thinking, that the extra length and the power these guys now possess in the second part of their career gives them a much better chance and might be in great contention this weekend?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt, right? I mean, and then you take holes like number 13, that they pushed the tee back and made it a three-shot par 5. So you can be the longest. I mean, it almost caught Rory out last year when he decided to play 13 as a three-shot hole versus, you know, smashing it on there in two. So it depends how they set the golf course up. You know, I mean, I think the strategy is still going to be there. All of these guys hit it pretty long. You know, we see some of the legends of the game that are sort of slowly dropping off. You know, I don't know whose turn it is this year. We've got Fred Couples still having a teeing it up, or someone, you know, so those guys struggle a little bit. But I think any of the players that are on the main tour, hit it long enough to be able to compete. Comes to Matt Fitzpatrick, yes, he's in good form. He hits the ball quite low, which would be my only sort of downside to that. You know, that he's going into the greens a little bit lower than some of the other guys who send it sky high. And you mentioned Justin Rose there. He's although he's coming to a little bit of the back nine on his career, he plays well there. You know, he's had some really good finishes, and obviously last year is still fresh. So I like Bob McIntyre as another sort of European guy. You know, he's in good form, and you know, it suits the lefties around there too.
Why is it, final question for you, why is it that we see experience? I asked Tom Watson that question one time. He was at Harbortown, and I had an awesome time to be able to spend some time with him. And one thing he talked about was the angle game, that the slopes on the fairways and where you're leaving the ball and how you play the angles. And then so many holes, you don't have to hit it close to the hole to get it close to the hole because of knowing the motion and knowing the golf course and knowing the different conditions, because it can play different every single day depending on wind and weather and all that. Why in your mind, or is experience as a big a deal as I make it out to be, that it just seems to me that you just don't go there early in your career and win? It takes a few trips around the lady there that kind of helps you with the experience factor.
Yeah, not many rookies do it, right? I mean, yeah. You know, the Fuzzy Zeller, you know, he passed away, but Fuzzy, he might have been the one that was the rookie that went there, and could have been in the times when they had the local caddies too, which you'd say, well, I've got an experienced bag, a guy on the bag, which is always going to help. They switch it up so much. I mean, even during the week, I think they can mess with you. You know, one day you have a plan, and the following day that plan needs to be changed, and that requires a little bit of experience to maybe know what plan ABC is going to do. So your patience, all the guys that are there are fantastic players. You know, the majority of them have won tour events or certainly featured in tour events at the highest level, so they know how to win. But getting it done when there's a major on the line is extra special, and that's what can take that experience to be able to do that.
All right, I'm going to take up your time about promoting, because I'm going to tell people, Andrew at Katichi.com, aim point, short game, long game. Get in with it. It's a great time of year. It's be a great gift for someone this spring. Spring is here. Andrew at Katichi.com. Email him, find out about packages and rates and how he can help all kinds of levels of golfers. But I do want to leave you 30 seconds for this. Tommy Fleetwood talking about nine woods. Am I going to start hitting nine woods? Is nine woods a deal we're going to start using around the thing now? We've gone from seven woods to nine woods now.
I thought you already had one.
No.
11 wood. You know, let's do it. Let's get a bag of head covers in there. Clubs have gotten so much stronger on the lofts now. You know, I mean, we're doing some ping fittings, and, you know, they're more common to do four wood, seven wood than the traditional three wood, five wood. So we're seeing golfers, you know, because they're going so far, you know, I mean, which we want, but we're seeing players add a little bit of loft, and you know, if you've got three wood, then yeah, the players are loving four wood, seven wood, and then I'm getting inquiries about, hey, I'm going to add a nine wood in there. Oh. So yeah, you know, it's all coming back, right? I mean, the mid '90s it was having 11 woods and 13 woods, all kinds of things. So the trend is back.
I think they're doing that to make me go to buy, spend more money on golf clubs. Hey, let's review it. And tell me who's going to win right quick. Who's going to win?
Oh, I get it wrong all the time, don't I? But let's Bob McIntyre.
I like it. I like the pick. Bob McIntyre winning around that way. Let's review it and visit next week, buddy.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks again, Mickey.
I do as well. Andrew Oliphant. Short break, much more to this.
Hey, Tiger fans. Did you know up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be harming your home and your health. Crawlspace Medic, locally owned and staffed by Clemson alumni, offers honest, certified evaluations with no pressure and no upselling. Protect your home from the ground up. Schedule your free inspection today. Call the pros at Crawlspace Medic.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Spring is here. Get your lawn ready with advice from the pros at Landscaper Supply. From Skag mowers to mulch, landscaping materials, and more, Landscaper Supply helps homeowners and lawn care professionals get the job done right. Landscaper Supply has 7 locations across the upstate and is the number one Skag dealer in the Carolinas. Visit landscapers-supply.com. Landscaper Supply, powering pros and inspiring lawns since 1991.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Step up to the plate with Grass Nerds, your all-star team for lawn care. Just like the precision on the Clemson baseball field, we bring that same level of expertise to your lawn. Our specialized programs cater to all grass types in the upstate, ensuring a weed-free, lush green lawn that's a home run every time. With Grass Nerds, it's not just about removing weeds, it's about our year-long strategy. Our weed control and fertilization program keeps your lawn in top shape, with free service calls for that extra inning of care. Learn more at grassnerds.com.
Spring is around the corner, and that can only mean two important things: Clemson baseball and the busy spring real estate market. Fresh blooms, warmer days, and renewed energy make spring an exciting time here in the upstate. The spring real estate market runs from now through the end of May, where sellers are preparing their homes to shine and buyers are eager to make a move. Clemson soccer alum Morgan Coleman is ready to assist you with all of your buying or selling needs and is always happy to talk some Clemson athletics as well. Search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started today.
Hi, I'm Ashley Moore. My husband Platt and I started AMPM Farms in 2020 with just 24 cows. Today we raise over 700 head of cattle on our 505-acre farm. The A, P, and M in AMPM, that's us. We do this for our 4 kids and for your family too. No vaccines, no hormones, no antibiotics, ever. That's real farm to table. Shop at our 3 store locations 7 days a week in Fountain End, Greenville, and Traveler's Rest, or online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia.
I mean, let me see. Ray Charles or Mickey Pollard? Ray Charles! What are we doing? Why are we having to talk about sports? We just listen to Ray Charles instead.
Listen, he really makes any day better. Let's be honest. Let's be so honest.
Oh, Ray Charles's version was recorded in 1960. The original song was 1930.
Wow.
All right. Written by Hoagie Carmichael and Stuart Gorrell. Recorded in 1930. And it became the state song of the state of Georgia, the General Assembly of Georgia. The state legislators voted as the state song. and Ray Charles's version is the official state song. And that was kind of, have you seen the movie Ray?
Yes.
Yes, as you remember, that's kind of like the olive branch out for the issues they might have had with him in the past.
Yep.
Now, again, didn't make up completely for that. But, yes, to know that. What an absolute treasure.
What a story.
Yeah.
What a treasure. What a tradition.
Great movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx did an unbelievable job with that one. So, yeah, there's been a bunch of different versions of it. Willie Nelson has a good version. Ella Fitzgerald has a great version.
The GOAT.
On the Willie Nelson 90th birthday party, Jamie Johnson has a great version.
Who's the one this year? I need to look that up. Thomas Rhett, maybe?
I don't know.
Textures.
I don't know. Let us know. But that's the official state song in the state of Georgia. And what a great promo for Augusta National that you see on ESPN when you do that. Going down Magnolia Lane. And here Ray Charles burst that out. Ray Charles is might be the one artist that I never saw and that I would do anything in the world to go back to and see. So
that's a big statement.
Yeah.
I think that's Michael Jackson for me.
Really?
Yep.
Well, look, I get it. I can certainly understand that. But what a talent, man. What a talent. Speaking of talent, Butch, my man, how you doing today? At Tiger Diagnostic Phone Lines.
My man.
You doing all right?
Mickey, what day is it? Cork Day.
I love it, buddy. I love it. That's awesome.
I love it too, man. Mickey, man, we got a perfect one, man. We got a nice crisp breeze.
Yeah, it's cool. Beautiful. I went outside during the break. It's cool outside.
That crisp.
Yes, crisp is a great way to describe it.
Yeah, nice crisp morning. I love it, Mickey.
Yeah, I'm with you,
buddy. I mean, Jesus is moving everywhere today.
I love it, buddy. No doubt.
I do too, man. Hey, I got a question.
All right.
How about ask that doctor for me, when are you supposed to get better after being treated for 30 years?
Well, it depends, right? On body parts and your recovery and rehabs and all that kind of stuff. What's hurting you today?
Huh?
Is anything hurting you today?
My mind ain't hurting me today. Well, I mean, it hurts me every day, Mickey. I'm one of those, I can't leave my house.
Really?
Yeah. I had that severe anxiety, depression crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I'd take a half day and walk down to school and get my kids.
If I don't,
my stomach would turn into knots and I can't do it.
Is that post-military? Is that childhood? Where'd that come from?
No, that came after I got out in 96.
Yeah.
I just started, I don't know, man. I was sitting there working on my truck one day and felt like I was about to die. And I started being a frequent flyer to the emergency room.
Now,
they stuck me in mental health. Well, and I asked them, my psychiatrist, you know, what are you going to do? Here's how I feel. I don't know. I just manage your medicine.
Now, what we need to do, that's a Milt Louder deal then. Let's do a whole segment with you
that's
and Milt Louder.
That's what I'm saying. That's got Milt Louder guy.
Yeah. Let me get Milt Louder on this thing, all right? Because nothing make me happier to kind of get something going there now. All right.
Yeah. Nothing make me happier than
that. Make you really happy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
Hey, man, we're going on 31 years later. What you talking about? Yeah.
You know the difference in major surgery and minor surgery? Major surgery, minor surgery is when it's on you. Major surgery is when it's on me. So yeah, you'd love to get this thing straightened out. Hey, let's do that. I'll run it by Dr. Louder, and let's set it up. We'll do a three-way call and on the air. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool. Matter of fact, I'm a part of the mission that if he is like Anderson, Greenville, somewhere.
Yeah.
I could go see him. And the VA will pay for it.
All right, let's set that up. Let's start it on the air and see if we can make some strides and see how that goes. I'm glad you mentioned it, buddy. I'm glad you reached out. But let's take care of that.
Hey, I'm glad. Well, you know, it's because of people like Red, man.
Oh, yeah.
I got pretty much the same story he does. It's just I just rolled with the VA, man. I just rolled with it. That's my attitude.
I think it's Lincoln that he talks about. A problem shared is a problem half. So we'll try to help you, buddy. Let me know. All right, buddy. All right. Always good to hear from you.
God bless you, man.
You too, my friend.
You too, brother.
Now, that'd be a good radio segment if we get him live on air and see if we can talk about some of that stuff. Victor is up next. Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. Hey, Victor, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. You said you never got to see Ray Charles, so I'll just be real quick.
All right.
It was around 1990. I have a sister-in-law that lives in St. Louis, and her daughter was working for a big construction company that had tickets, for Cardinals games. You talk about a big day. 4th of July, Cardinals versus Dodgers. Front row seats at the bullpen for the Dodgers. Left the game, went out to the street, Ray Charles concert. And when the concert was over, there was fireworks from a barge in the Mississippi right under the arch.
Oh, my word.
Hey, you talk about a big day for anybody. Man, if that's not a big day for you, I need to have peace of your life, right?
Yeah, man. How about that?
It was huge, man. It was huge. And, I'm a huge music fan. My daughter and I own a music company, and I'm a huge music fan. And to see Ray Charles out there like that was just absolutely, once in a lifetime. It was incredible. So, anyway, I'm not trying to rub it in. You just said that, and it just made me go back to, whatever that is, 30-something years ago. And
so, 4th of July.
Yep.
I know he did America the Beautiful. Ashby, Spotify me on this one if you can. Ray Charles, America the Beautiful. Let's do that one. Victor, I'm jealous, buddy. Yeah. I'm jealous. I appreciate you checking in with us.
Have a great day, Mick.
You too, for sure. I want to tell you about Brad Hughes, and actually, let me know if we can get that up. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, BradHughesInsurance.com, better coverage, better rates, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I am in an unbelievable condition right now that my homeowners and my auto owners is all unbelievable. They do a great job with it, and it is phenomenal. I know that he's been there for me and will always be there for me. See if he can help you out. Check in and see if just check your rates, check your coverage, see if he can do better on both. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. We're good? Have you heard this version? This is on.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, this is the version. If we can play, I'll talk over it a little bit. This is the version on the baseball movie. Smalls, you're killing me, Smalls.
Sandlot.
Yeah, Sandlot. Where they're out there playing. But the best is when he said, when I was a kid, we did something like this about halfway through.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Come on.
You've hit on it today, Ashby.
Thank you, Mickey.
Now, wait a minute. I love when he does that one. Now, wait a minute. Keep that one going as we do our two-minute drills.
This is the most peaceful, laid-back two-minute drill just to coast us into the rest of this week.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, it's not yet. I love what I'm talking about.
Here he comes. 2 minute drill. Man, this could be a great alarm. I might need to set this to my alarm.
Are you patriotic?
I am. Especially when Ray Charles is singing.
My gracious.
Guys, I wish you could see Mickey Plyler.
I'm doing the Ray Charles little back and forth here.
He's got the sway. He's got the Yankees hat.
This is the best part right here, right?
Here we go. And you know when I was in school, we used to sing something like this. Listen here.
Thank you. Get me going. Fantastic stuff. 2 minute drill, what do you have for me?
Great stuff.
We're not skipping the music today. We're over it today.
Oh, no. We're playing the music today.
All right. What you got for me?
Clemson baseball got a win last night. Won their first ACC series this past weekend. Was that 2 days ago?
2 days ago. Monday night. But that's okay.
Well, they won it then.
Yeah. They played better baseball. They put more pressure on Stanford.
Absolutely.
And they put more pressure on Santa Clara. They had base runners everywhere. Nice to see some of the young guys. Clavon doing that and Foltz doing that.
First homer.
And you saw a home run from Crichton. That's a rarity. Let's get more of that. And a huge weekend series coming up.
Big time.
In case you missed the show today, you missed Ashby saying that she would rather, of her all-time tickets and the most she paid for it, Clemson and Omaha. Glad to see that.
Number one, Mickey said Final Four. Got big things.
Yeah. Shannon Greenwood said, my first concert was Freedom Weekend, Aloft, Ray Charles, The Who, and 38 Special, 1983. I was 5 years old.
Oh.
How did I miss that one?
Man, concerts like that are wasted on the five-year-olds.
How did I miss that
one? Incredible.
Yeah. Texas said, I saw Ray Charles find that again. I saw Ray Charles before 9/11 at a meeting in Dallas. He was great. We were meeting with Twin Towers, were hit. Our meeting was canceled, but couldn't get home for the week because flights were grounded. Crazy time. Yeah, no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all real estate needs, ericnewton.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. Eric Newton does a terrific job. They do an amazing full-service real estate company for you, buying houses, selling houses, rental properties, commercial real estate. The Preserve at Heatherwood right now building houses in Clemson. Let these folks take care of it. Students are a place to live or managing those rental properties. You're going to love it. It's our great friends over at ericnewton.com. Couple of quick things for my two-minute drill is tomorrow, Ashby's got to carry the entire show because I will be staring at a computer screen and a TV with Augusta National.
We got this.
So get ready.
Teamwork.
Yes, yes, yes. And then the other one is enjoy par three coverage today. We finally get that ESPN and a laid-back atmosphere par three. Great stuff. Dr. Martin, thank you. Dane Young, thank you. Andrew Oliphant, thank you. And Ashby, great job once again. And Alan from Augusta National, so great job once again.
Thank you, thank you.
You'll be with me tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Up next, people of Faxon and Sam. Friends, have a wonderful Wednesday. Most important, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see it right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
No one ever wants to deal with roof trouble, but when it happens, it's comforting to know who to call. Your roof protects your home, your family, and everything inside, and that kind of trust really matters. That's why so many upstate families turn to Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son has been taking care of homes and businesses across the upstate for decades.